WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The New York vocal group sound of the 1950s is more important in retrospect than it was at the time, thanks in part to the legion of record collectors who have imbued it with legendary status. One of the central labels was G, which released nearly 100 singles between 1954 and 1962. Rock historian Ed Ward tells the story of G Records.
Goldner was one of the pivotal figures in the development of rock and roll, thanks to the fact that from the early 50s to the early 60s, his four record labels, Rama, G, End, and Gone, documented New York's vocal groups and rhythm and blues singers like no other. G was founded in 1954 to present, as he said in an ad, the hottest in rhythm and blues. It was a promise he wound up keeping, maybe the only one. From G's first release on, the pattern was set.
That says I miss you. Piano player, play tune. That says I'm blue. My man is sitting over there.
Piano player, play a tune by Lorraine Ellis and the Crows was the B-side of the label's debut, and it's much better than the A-side, a hurried version of Perfidia. It joins the Crows, already a successful act, with a young female vocalist who, as you can hear, has a lot of power, although it would be years before she really got to show what she could do. The band was led by Raul J. Sita, a piano player and arranger who doubled as a talent scout and whose arrangements would virtually define the New York sound of the 50s. The label's first successful signing was the Cleftones, who went on to make 14 singles and two albums for G. Their avant-garde vocal tricks helped them stand out in the crowded vocal group field. Baby You was their first record, and its bizarre droning opening must have caught DJs by surprise, but they're best remembered for this. Cleftones' success was dwarfed by that of the Teenagers, led by charismatic little Frankie Lyman.
Baby, baby.
After their initial hit, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, their material was pretty horrible, as Baby Baby amply demonstrates, but they brought in the dough. More typical, though, was stuff like this. The The Quintones were just one of dozens of vocal groups who passed through G, but the sound of Raul Cida's piano playing triplets, medium tempo, and the impassioned delivery all sum up the G sound. In 1957, George Goldner sold G to the notorious Morris Levy, who owned the Birdland nightclub and was deeply involved with organized crime. Goldner and Cida stayed on, though, as producers, so the sound didn't change. With Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers riding high, the search was on for another teen singer, which led to 12-year-old Carol Blades being backed by the Harptones, friends of Cida's who never really had any hits themselves, but whose records are now classics.
She did wrong, she did wrong.
What did she do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
This time, there was such a glut of fine vocal group records out that What Did I Do Wrong and Carol Blades herself disappeared without a trace. This was symptomatic of where music was going. By 1960, vocal groups were old hat unless they had a gimmick.
Ba 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 brand. Ba 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 brand.
The Regents' gimmick was that they were white, and Barbara Ann, moronic though it was, had an undeniable hook. Plus, it was a simple production, which G did well. More sophisticated stuff, in the vein of the Drifters, eluded them.
You got to look up.
Even calling the group the Drapers didn't confuse disc jockeys, who by the time You Gotta Look Up came out in 1962, had plenty of other stuff to play. Some of it, of course, was coming from Goldner's other labels, and he folded G later that year. With it went the golden years of New York vocal groups.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played music from The G Story, a two-CD set on the English label Westside.